1450 WHTC, Howland's hometown station, welcomes you to WHTC in the morning for this Monday, October 14th, 2013. Good morning to you. My name is Gary Stevens. Nine 14 is our time. Even though it's still, well, we're going to talk about something that's going to happen next year. It's going to happen about 10 months or so from now. But why not talk about it? After all, if Tulip Time says it's time, why not the Ottawa County Fair? On the other end of our line is the president of the Ottawa County Fair Board of Directors, Jeff Mayard. Jeff, good morning. Good morning and welcome to 1450 WHTC. Mr. Mayard.
Thank you, Gary.
All right. Reason why we have you on is the board met over the weekend to talk about not only the 2013 fair that was held in July, but also to talk a little bit about the 2014 fair. What did you guys come up with?
Well, we are going to have our 56th consecutive fair on July 21 through July 26. We are working on a brand new carnival this year. Last year we completed a contract with another carnival, so we are working with another carnival to come in. Hopefully we'll have some bigger and better rides than in the past.
There was some talk, and I'm going to be honest with you on this, Jeff. There was some talk. There were some people that said, the Midway was just not up to snuff. Did you get some of those complaints, or was it just a case of getting somebody in there new just because it's after a certain amount of years you want to get a different and a fresher look?
We did get a few of the complaints, but it was not up to the power that the board wants. So we did go and start looking for a new carnival immediately after the fair last year.
All right. Now, you can't tell us the name of the carnival yet, I assume, but I would assume that there's been some other ideas that have been tossed about to try to bring other attractions in besides just the change of the Midway vendor.
Absolutely. We actually talked about everything to the point of having no carnival at all. We were not real pleased with our carnival last year, and we talked about that, and we decided that to go to a new carnival and bring in different rides than we have had in the past would be the best route.
Jeff Meyer,
we are working right now with a carnival, and hopefully we'll have a contract signed soon, and then we'll have a release with the name of that carnival.
Jeff Meyer, who is the president of the Ottawa County Fair Board of Directors, joining us on 1450 WHTC. I would assume, or maybe I am assuming something a little beyond, but it looks as if Park Township is thinking about doing some work around the fairgrounds, not on the fairgrounds, but in the area of the fairgrounds and the airport. Does that affect the fair itself, or is it just simply beyond the purveyance of the fair, what the township is doing in the land around the area?
No, actually, that will not affect us at all. But they have beautified the woods that are adjacent to the fairgrounds, and they are letting that go back to natural again after they removed a number of trees that were diseased or too old and dying.
Now, one of the things that has happened over the last few years with the fairgrounds, the addition of the dog park and the like, it's just sort of making it more than just a site where people can go 6 days a year. Isn't it?
Oh, correct. Yes. We are trying to enhance this for year-round use. We do have company picnics out there during the year. We can hold weddings. Anything anybody wants to do, we can do it at the fairgrounds. It's a beautiful, beautiful location.
I know this might be my last question to you, Jeff, on this is maybe something that should have been asked, I would say, in 08 or 09 when the Michigan State Fair went into the past tense. But it does come to mind now with the purchase of the fairground site by a group led by Irvin Johnson to redevelop that site for other purposes. And the Michigan State Fair had been the oldest state fair in the country before it was a casualty of the recession. Some say that local fairs, county fairs, really weren't affected by the fact that there is no state fair. Some of the competitions that county fairs had, the winners would go on to the state fair. Now that it's been a few years down the road and people sort of are sort of used to not having a statewide fair, has it really helped the county fairs, especially the Ottawa County Fair, in terms of saying, hey, you know, there is no bigger show in town than what's going on right now?
No, it really hasn't changed anything. Ours is a wonderful fair. It's a local fair. It brings in lots of youth for the 4-H program, which is thriving in our area. You know, we do as much as we can around the children. You know, we really haven't had too much of a change.
Jeff Myard, I appreciate you spending a few moments with us. I know it's been a busy schedule for you and everybody involved with the Ottawa County Fair Board of Directors, but we'll mark the dates down July 21st through the 26th of 2014 for the 56th Ottawa County Fair at the Fairgrounds in Park Township. And we wish you and all the members of the board the best, not only during the winter months, but also next year in the fair.
Thank you, Gary.